This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. President Biden's trip today to Colorado has been postponed, according to a White House official. The president was scheduled to visit CS Wind in Pueblo to talk about the economic benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act and his administration's other policies. CS Wind makes towers for wind turbines. Instead, the president is staying in Washington for national security meetings. The White House says the trip will be rescheduled. Governor Jared Polis says he's disappointed that the federal government rejected Colorado's plan for a regional hydrogen hub. CPR Sam Brash has more.
Colorado submitted the application with Utah, Wyoming, and New Mexico. It asked for more than $1 billion to establish a new network for hydrogen, a gas many experts say could someday serve as a carbon-free alternative to fossil fuels. President Biden ended up announcing 7 other hubs at an event in Pennsylvania, but Polis says hydrogen still has a bright future in the region, and the loss won't stop Colorado from meeting its climate goals. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Durango's Fort Lewis College has received its single largest gift in school history. Local entrepreneurs Mark and Jane Katz made a $10.4 million donation to the college's School of Business Administration. The donation will fund a new student-run marketing agency, faculty and student development, and 3 endowed professorships. Fort Lewis will also rename the business school for the Katzes. A massive artwork celebrating the Transcontinental Railroad will cross the state by truck this week. The Golden Spike sculpture is headed from its artist studio in Kentucky to its installation site in Brigham City, Utah. It stops Tuesday at the Colorado Railroad Museum in Golden. Visitors to the museum will be able to view the 43-foot sculpture. And there will also be a presentation by the artist and a panel discussion on Native American perspectives on the railroad. This is CPR News and KRCC.